And today page for June 28th, 2013. And the Ides of July are almost upon us. And we can celebrate Radio InfoWeb's birthday on July 4th. Because that is Radio InfoWeb's birthday. But what year? Was it before you were born? Stay tuned and find out. Meantime, I was wondering this morning, since not much else is going on in the news, what would happen if we went back in time and took a look and saw that parody, news parody, turned out to have the answers and not the lamestream media? Wouldn't that be a shocker? So I got together with Dr. Peabody and he fired up the way, 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 way back machine. And we took a look to see if strangeness and comedy is truer than the news.
A new book called The Truth About September 11th claims to present evidence that the destruction of the World Trade Center was not the work of terrorists, but was in fact perpetrated by the U.S. government. With us, the much maligned book's author, William Gerard.
Most of the mainstream media, they're just too afraid to even have me on, so thank you.
Also joining us is Omar Al-Farouk of Al-Qaeda. He's an outspoken critic of what he calls Gerard's 9/11 conspiracy theories.
Yes, Michael, I assure you, that is all this book is complete nonsense.
Mr. Gerard, how did you arrive at the conclusions in your book? Where are the facts?
Well, through scientific examination of Ground Zero. For example, the melted core.
I mean,
that
was definitely
evidence that there were thermite bombs that were used in bringing down those buildings.
I can assure you, we did not use thermite bombs. I did the research myself. It would not have worked. We flew an enormous airplane into a building. Okay, I think it is obvious what caused the building to crumble.
Why are you being so close-minded to this, sir?
If more
people
just
had the courage.
If you spent, you know, 2 months in a mountain cave, sleeping on rocks, planning something really special, only to have someone take the credit away from you.
Say,
oh, no, you don't deserve the credit for it.
Open up their minds.
Mr. Gerard, why in the world would the U.S. government want to stage this attack on their own soil?
Greed, of course. And to increase the oil revenues, the weapons industry, and security industry. And these are all things that Bush and his puppet master Cheney, they've got their stakes in.
Bush's administration, they're a den of jackals. We certainly have common ground there. But what does not follow is why would they kill 3,000 of their own infidels?
Well, of course, because it was all part of their plan to build a case for the war in Iraq.
He was so smart to plan all of this. Why is his approval rating, you know, in El Haman, and why is Osama bin Laden safe in somewhere?
Yes, the Iraq war has done serious damage to the Bush administration.
Here, look. I have names, phone numbers, everyone involved in this.
You've got to be kidding. Okay? Names and phone numbers.
I have here the voucher for the lessons, for the flight lessons.
This is obviously forged documents.
I mean,
come on. Did President Bush give you these himself?
This is Bush.
Ridiculous.
Me and Bush, we go out, we hang. He goes, hey, bring on the forgery.
This
is rubbish. Talking to you is like talking to a goat.
This is the kind of thing our government does.
Let Mr. Farouk of Al-Qaeda speak.
I have a suggestion for you. Why don't you go to the Washington Monument? Take the family. Let's say October 12th, 2009, around 3:04. Take a guided tour to the top and just wait there. I think you will see that Al-Qaeda is very good at organizing things.
Gentlemen, thank you.
And that's Day Page, concluding another week of broadcasting excellence. Day Page is just a little bit of a clip coming out of our audio digital bitstream that's broadcast on Radio InfoWeb at radio.infoweb.net. And there's a whole lot more to Radio InfoWeb than just Day Page. There's a lot of really excellent freeform radio goodness and music, of course. Lots of really good music, all kinds of music, not just one kind of music, not just the hits, not just the oldies, not just the goldies. We play all the music that you missed and that you wish that you heard, but you never heard, so you didn't know that you missed it. So tune in. Check it out here on Radio InfoWeb. And I'm Rex Latchford. I will see you when we turn the day page.